Hello, Ralph Brown.
Oh, yeah, hi, sir. Very good morning. This is John Williams. How are you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Yeah, I'm also fine. Thank you for asking. You remember, sir, I had a word with you yesterday regarding your investigation, and I told you I will give you a call back for the checkup of the security, right?
Good, yes, correct.
Okay, so go ahead and could you please turn on the computer?
I've got it turned off your screen, looking at something. What do you want me to put it on to?
Turn on the computer, please.
Which one?
It is on, right?
Yes. Yes, it's on.
Okay, all right, hold on. And get your mobile phone, please.
I have it next to me, yes.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Unlock it first.
And right now, what do you see in your mobile?
Unlock it, I'll tell you. I see my homepage. And
okay.
Up the top, my left-hand side is any desk, I suppose, and the other one is the VIPA, the front
page. Okay, just wait, please. Okay, this is your homepage, right?
Correct.
Okay, now go ahead and could you please turn on your mobile phone, okay, and your new mobile phone, and open the AnyDex application in your new mobile phone, AnyDex.
AnyDex. Okay, it's open, it's got plugging activation.
What option do you see?
It's got cancel or okay.
Click on okay.
Correct, right, it's going to accessibility now.
Click on the back button.
On the back button?
Yeah.
Okay, it's going back to any desk.
Okay. And now what do you see? You can see a number, right?
Yes, read the number.
Yeah, the number is 957-899-6-98.
Correct.
Okay, you will get a security warning. Give a click on I trust and accept.
Accept. Okay, exposing
you start
safety.
Now. Yeah, start now.
Okay, connection established.
And now press the home button.
Okay, done.
Okay, now leave everything as is. Press the home button of your mobile phone, okay? And look your computer screen. Look at your computer screen. I do believe it is gone black. It is rebooting itself, right?
Correct, it has gone black.
Okay, leave it. When you see your screen is back, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Your computer screen.
Yes.
By the way, did you have your breakfast?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
I had a restless night. I had it on my mind, I think.
Sorry?
I had a restless night. I had this on my mind.
Sir, I told you you don't need to worry about anything. You are in a safe hand. We already provided you complete security.
Yes, I know that. I know that. The trouble is, you're talking to an 84-year-old man whose generation is lined up with computers.
I understand, but you know, over the phone, you didn't sound like 84. You sound like 64 or 65. God bless you. Okay, now you do one thing. Or have to open that VIP app in your mobile phone.
Now, what was that one again? VIP app in your phone?
Open that, please.
Okay, it's open. Just come up with a series of numbers.
It's open, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me check. All right, hold on. Okay, now could you please let me know, how far your branch is, your bank is from you?
Approximately 8 kilometers.
The nearest one?
Yes, that'll be the nearest one.
8 kilometer?
Correct.
And, you have a car?
I have a car.
You drive it your own?
I drive it myself. And
okay. All right. Okay. So suppose that I will tell you that in order to catch the hacker physically, I need your help, and you have to go to your branch. So are you able to go there today?
Yes, right, I can go there today. This is priority. I'm going to make this priority.
Okay. All right. That's great. But before you go there, I would like to show you something. I have got the picture of the hacker, which we have found inside your computer and inside your banking. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, please. All right. What do you see in your in your computer, on your computer screen?
Just my homepage with all the icons.
Okay. Open the Google, please.
Open Google. We go through Firefox to get Google on this computer. Firefox update.
Okay, I have just checked the security which we have updated. Okay, right now 85% security started working, just only 15% is not working. So it is a very good news for us. Okay, I am going to resume those 15% services which are not working. I'm going to restart all of them. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker which we have found yesterday inside your computer and internet. Okay, you need to recognize him, whether you know him or not. So in the Google search, type in there G4Golf.
G for golf? Yes.
Yeah, E for echo.
G-E, correct?
E for echo again.
E for echo.
K for Kilau.
A for?
No, it should be K. K for Kilau.
A for Kilau. Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay.
T for Tango.
T for Tango.
Y for Yankee.
Y for Yankee. Yes.
B for Peter.
B for Peter.
E for Echo.
E for Echo, done.
And R for Romeo.
A for...
R for Romeo.
R for Romeo.
Yeah, Geek Typer.
Geek Typer. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, press Enter. Search for it, press Enter. Yeah, press Enter, sir. Search for it. Click on the Geek Typer or from your keyboard, yeah, press Enter.
I pressed on Geek, it's not moving.
It will. Okay, hold on, it will.
Yes, it's gone. Geek warning, this is a novelty page. Designed
yeah, give a click on the Geek Typer in blue color. Click on that.
Okay, done.
And once you click on it, okay, you will see a warning, okay? You just
okay.
Click on OK, let me in.
Okay, done that.
Do it once again. And once you click on it, have a look on the right-hand side. Can you see 9 boxes?
Yes.
Yeah, give a click on the 5th box, which is called SCP. Click on that.
1, 2, 3, 4, SCP.
I think it is not working. Okay, just wait. Let me check.
I'm about to print one again. Oops.
Now what do you see?
Blank screen. Yes, now I got it.
Yeah, have a look on the right hand side. Can you see 5 green color folders?
Yes, I can.
Give a click on the last folder, which is called all script.
Okay.
And once you click on it, can you see so many folder comes up?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Just wait. Now you have to give a click on the second line, second folder, which is called QueryDB.
Query. Done. Searching database.
Yeah, can you see a picture of a man?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Alright, okay. Do you know this man personally or physically?
No, I don't.
Might be you have noticed sometimes he is roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone.
I've never noticed him.
Actually, this man is the hacker which we have found inside your internet line and inside your computer. I believe sometimes you have noticed any unknown car is parked outside the car, outside your house, and somebody is sitting inside alone trying to do something with mobile or iPad.
I've never seen anybody do that in front of my house.
Okay. Why I'm asking you this, sir, because we have a doubt this man is very close to you, within a kilometer or a couple of kilometers away from you, not more than that. And this man got the access of your entire system, and most of the time he is trying to get inside your email and online shopping and online banking website. And mostly he is trying to misuse your online banking for money laundering. Are you aware of that?
No, I am not.
Okay, and do you have any idea what is money laundering is?
No, I haven't. Well, I know what money laundering means or what they do. I think I do anyhow.
Then I do believe you know very well, according to our government law, money laundering is a crime. It is illegal in our country. Am I right?
Correct.
So what exactly these hackers are trying to do, they are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, okay? Actually, they know very well if they will try to do so, like if they will try to take out your hard-earned money, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account. Am I right?
Correct.
So what exactly they are trying to do, they are putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money, okay? They are laundering some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government, okay?
I understand.
In order to convert all the black money into white money, they are transferring, like they are putting the black money into your account, then indirectly they are taking back that money from your account to their account. This is called money laundering, and I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement, am I right?
It's nothing. Definitely nothing of that sort. I know all the money that goes in and out of my bank, and I check it every day.
Okay, but I believe you have not seen any unknown transaction over there, right?
No, definitely not.
So think logically, if they are doing a transaction with your account, okay, then why it is not showing in your banking statement? Why?
I don't know why it's not showing. I thought anything going to the bank would have to show on my statement.
Okay, and I believe you also don't know how the hacker got all your banking details, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now let me remind you, you remember, like because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time, you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember, yes.
And still some of the employees are working from home. So what happened with you, actually one of your bank employee sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details. And whatever the transactions the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there, okay?
Okay, fine.
And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hackers, all right?
Obviously.
Yes. And I think you are thinking how we got to know that the bank employees are involved in this, because, you know, I work for the National Crime Authority and we are the cyber cops, and nowadays we are taking care of cyber crimes in our country.
Yes.
So let me tell you one thing. Actually, you are not the only one who is the victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 400,000 customers are become a victim of same problem. And we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security, okay?
Okay.
And from last couple of months, by the help of our team, National Crime Authority, we already caught near about 180 hackers. And right now, all of them are behind the bars, okay? And out of 180, 30 was bank employees. Some employees work for Commonwealth, some work for St. George, some work for Bendigo, some work for Westpac, some work for Credit Union. So many bank employees are doing this for because they want to earn extra money. Okay?
Okay.
So this is how we got to know that there is like the bank employees are involved in this case. Okay?
Okay.
But you don't need to worry. We know that you are honest and you are not doing any illegal activities with your bank account, okay, with your online banking. We know you are honest. But the thing is that, sir, as I told you, we will provide you a complete security, and I already done it, okay, I already did it. But in order to catch the hacker physically, I need your help, because you are the victim of the hacker. So without your help and support, I won't be able to find those hackers where exactly they are located, and I won't be able to put them behind the bars, because these hackers are very smart, each and every day they change their location and identity so that no one can track them, no one can locate them where exactly they are located. Okay?
Okay.
I will tell you the procedure how we already caught so many hackers, okay? And by following the same procedure, I will catch this hacker as well. And once we will catch the hacker, we will get to know about the bank employee as well who is working for them, and then we will suspend him or her from the job, okay?
Okay.
We will put the bank employee as well behind the bar, all right?
Okay, I take shit.
All right, okay. So first of all, you do one thing, close this page completely, close it.
Quickly close it. Yeah, I'm back to my home page.
And log into your online banking, please.
Well, I guess you're Google for that.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, I'm surprised at that. That's interesting.
I understand this is a very first, very new to you. It is a very first time, right?
Yeah. You want me to open the account?
Yes, yes.
Right, now I've got the transactions that come up.
Okay, which one is your main account, sir?
The one I use every day is the one with the $2,039 in it.
Okay, you just write down your available balance in a piece of paper, 2039, right? Write down the available balance.
I can write it down.
Yes. Of your main account, okay?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Just had to get the paper, that's all. 2039 72 cents. Okay, done that.
Okay, hold on. Now your system is going to reboot automatically, so do not touch anything.
Okay, it's gone blank.
Gone blank?
Yes.
Okay, do not touch anything, please. Once you see your screen is back, let me know, okay? Still blank.
Still blank.
Okay, now don't touch your computer, okay? Once you see your screen is back, let me know.
Okay.
Without touching it, okay?
Let's just come back and I'm not having touched it. Good
yeah,
Lord,
what do you... What do you see?
It's changed completely.
Yeah, I think your account balance got increased by 10,000, correct?
Correct. You did right.
Yeah, what we have done, actually, we have a tie-up with all the bank's head office, Westpac, St. George, Bendigo, Commonwealth, because they are also working with us, and they also want to find their employee as well. So what we have done in order to catch the hacker physically, we have transferred $10,000 into your statement account, okay, into your main account, $10,000, all right?
Correct.
While you have transferred, I will let you know. First of all, log out from your account, log out.
Log out.
Yeah, close your banking.
Come back to homepage.
Okay, now listen to me very carefully. Why we have transferred the $10,000 into your account? Because the hacker are using your account for money laundering. And in order to catch the hacker, as I told you, I need your help because you are the victim of the hacker. So I'm going to tell you the procedure now. First of all, in order to catch the hacker physically, I will give you all his banking details. Like I will give you his bank name, account number, BSB number, everything. You have to make a note of it in a piece of paper. Okay?
Okay. Well, after,
yeah, just listen to me first. After making a note, then what you have to do physically, you have to go to your branch, okay? Your local branch of Bendigo. You need to go to your local branch and you need to make a payment into the hacker's bank account. Once you will make a payment into the hacker's bank account, then the hacker will think that one of their partner has sent that money to their account. They will get excited. They will try to come outside. They will try to go to ATM or a branch to withdraw that money. And at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there. We will catch them red-handed. Okay?
Good. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the trick, and by the help of this trick, we already caught so many hackers earlier, and by following the same procedure, I believe I'm going to catch this hacker as well, okay?
Good. Yes, sir.
All right, okay. Just wait, grab a piece of paper and a pen, I will give you the details, okay?
I have it. I'm ready now.
Okay, just hold on. Write down the bank name.
Bank name?
Yeah, bank name is NAB, National Australian Bank, NAB. Okay?
N-I-B,
yep. Yeah, N-A-B, NAB, all right?
NAB, National, yep.
Yeah, now write down the account holder name.
Account, or just account holder.
Name.
Name.
Yeah, the first name is Annie, A-N-N-E.
A-N-N-E.
Yeah, the middle name is Margaret, M-A-R.
M-A-R.
G-A. R-E-T, Margaret. Okay.
And Margaret.
Yeah, and the last name is Simons. S-Y.
S-Y.
M-O-N. Yeah, M-O-N-S. Simons. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. And write down the BSB number 084.
BSB 084.
Yeah, 391. And below that, write down the account number.
Account number.
98. 191. 84. 75.
I'll repeat that to you. 9819118475.
And the BSB number?
084391.
And the account number, once again?
9819184 75.
Correct. And below that, write down the amount, 10,000. Sorry, not 10,000. Sorry, $9,000.
$9,000.
And right below that, write down the reference of payment.
Reference.
Yeah, it should be house renovation. Have you done? Have you done?
Well, I'll just bring out a patient. I don't write very fast these days. I've got Parkinson's.
Okay, do it slowly. Take your time. Have you done?
And what was it again? Something of payment? House renovation?
Payment reference.
Payment.
Payment reference. Reference of the payment is house renovation, okay?
Yep.
Okay, all right, hold on. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Write down the her address, okay? Write down the address. It might be required, okay? Write down the address. Unit 2.
Unit 2.
Yes, copy. Yeah. 1031.
1031. Yes,
copy. Logan Road.
Logan. Road.
Holland Park.
What was the park?
Holland. H O.
Oh, Holland. H O L L A N D.
Yeah, Holland. Yeah.
Holland. H O L L A N D.
Park. P A R K.
Yep. Got it.
West.
West.
Yeah, 4121.
West. 4121. That was West.
Correct.
W-E-S-T.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, just confirm me all the details which you have written.
Okay. Bank name, N-A-B.
Yeah.
Account holder's name, N-A-A-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Marguerite, M-A-R-G-R-A-T-E. Simons. VSP is 084391. The account number is 98191-8475.
Okay.
You have to pay in a sum of $9,000. Something of payment.
Reference of payment.
Reference, that's the word I've written it down.
Yeah, it should reference be reference. Yeah, R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C, reference of payment.
Payment, house renovation. Yes. Address, unit 2, 01031 Logan, L-O-G-A-N, Road, Holland Park, West 4121.
Correct. Now listen to me very carefully what you have to do. In order to catch the hacker physically, we already transferred $10,000 into your account. You need to make a payment of $9,000 into the hacker's bank account. And rest of the $1,000, you are getting extra as a reward money by our government because you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. That's the reason everyone is getting a reward money, whoever are helping us. They are getting a reward money. So from the $10,000, you can keep $1,000 with you. That is your reward money, okay? Like your fuel expenses and your time. You are giving me your time. That's the reason you are getting this money, okay?
That's not necessary.
No issue, sir. Actually, I know you are a responsible citizen of our country, and definitely you will help us to find those hackers, okay? I understand. But this is the procedure which we have to follow.
Yes,
so you have... Yeah, so what you have to do physically, you have to go to your bank with these details, the account details which I have given you, okay?
Yes.
Physically, right now, you have to go to your branch, Bendigo. You need to go to the cash counter and tell them that I want to make a payment. I want to do a telegraphic transfer. Sorry. I want to do a telegraphic transfer. In order to do a telegraphic transfer, they will charge you $32 or $30 extra as a transaction fee, okay? Telegraphic transfer. Make sure it should be telegraphic transfer, not normal transfer, okay? So you have to go to the cash counter and tell them, I want to do a telegraphic transfer. They will ask you the details. Give them all the details like account number, BSB number, name, everything, address, amount, reason of payment, okay? And after that, once they will ask you why you are making a payment to him, Annie Margaret Simons, what should be your answer?
Oh, house renovation.
Yeah, tell them house renovation. And it is my humble request to you, do not disclose anything about our investigation. Don't tell them. Yeah, because I need to catch the bank employee as well, okay? They will try to ask you, like, do you know this man, Annie Margaret? Tell them, yeah, she is my friend. She is my friend, and I know her from a long time. And she is an interior designer and helping me to renovate my house, okay?
Okay, that's all right.
And if they will ask you if the renovation work is done or is it still going on, tell them no, it is about to complete, okay? 80% work is done, 20% is left, still the work is going on, okay?
Okay.
And if they will ask you how you got her banking information, tell them face to face. Don't tell them that she gave me over the phone or she emailed me. No, tell them face to face. We met and she gave me her banking information to make a payment, okay?
Yes.
If they will ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere, from Telstra, Amazon, they told you to make this payment, simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm telling you not to disclose anything, because I need to catch the hacker and the bank employee physically. And if you will tell them, if you will tell the bank that I got a call, what will happen? The bank employee will aware the hacker that we are planning something to catch them and you got a security from us. So definitely the hacker will try to escape. They will try to run away. Okay? And yeah, and might be they will try to take out your hard-earned money as well if they will get to know that you got a security from us. That's the reason I'm telling you, until and unless we will catch the bank employee and the hacker, do not disclose anything with anyone. Keep it very secret.
That's fine.
Because you are a part of our investigation, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Understood what you have to do in the bank?
I go to the cash counter and I ask for a telegraphic transfer.
Of $9,000, okay?
With $9,000 to be paid to...
Pay to Annie Margaret Simon.
Yes, given the BSB, the account number, $9,000, reference of payment, house renovation, the address, 221031,
and if they will ask you, like, do you know this lady personally, what should be your answer?
Yes, I do.
And if they will ask you, how do you know him? Sorry, how do you know her?
Because we were friends, and she needed... Oh,
okay. No, just tell them she is my friend, and she is an interior designer helping me to renovate my house.
Yes, okay.
And if they will ask you how you got her banking details?
Face to face.
All right, and did you receive any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment?
No, whatsoever.
Okay, and if they will ask you, is this the first time you are making a payment to her?
No.
No, you need to tell them, yeah, this is the first time I'm making a payment
to her. This is the first time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. I will go, don't worry, I will go, I have already explained you, and when you go to your bank, okay, you need to carry your mobile phone with you, because I will stay on the line every time in your mobile. You have to keep your mobile in your pocket, okay, when you're inside the bank, all right?
Okay.
So do one thing, are you ready to go to the bank? Are you dressed up or you want to get ready?
I'll have to get changed.
I'm holding a line for you, okay? Just go and change, okay, and get back to me. I'm on the line. You need to
okay.
And make sure when you go to the bank, you need to carry your driver's license and debit card with you. Might be it will be required in the bank, okay?
Okay, good day.
So I'm holding a line.
Okay, I'll
get ready
and
get back to me. Yeah.
John? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Right. Now, the only thing I'm worried about is they asked me how I got her banking details. What's the answer I've got to give them?
Sorry?
If they asked me for this particular person's, how did I get her banking details?
Yeah,
what's the answer I've got to tell them
face to face.
Face to face.
Yeah, it's like the work is going on in my house and she is in my house, okay, and she gave me her banking details face to face, okay?
Face to face, okay.
All right. Keep all these things in your mind, okay? Don't write it down in a piece of paper. Only write down the information of her banking details in the piece of paper, not anything else, okay?
Okay.
All right, so are you ready to go?
It will take me at least 20 minutes by the time I get into town from here.
Okay, no issue. Where is your mobile right now?
Right beside me.
Okay, you just wait. I'm going to call you right now in your mobile, okay? Just wait. Hang up this call. I'm going to call you right now. Okay, hang up, please. Okay?
Hang up this call.
Yeah, I'm going to call you right now in your mobile. Answer my call, okay?
All right.
Thank you.